think I have to do some acid and action, so just do that and ask them to no reports here. But now it's the middle of the night. I know it's always the middle of the night, but what about the weather? But the last book has was that it wouldn't be up until tomorrow morning. Dead night, which I don't know if it's the night.
We know about this March 8th thing, whether or not they had a shutdown.
I know they didn't have a shutdown from over here.
And some recollection of something that came out, I don't know what it was, but
I think they can get to it.
Specifically, they asked, but we, of course, were not wanting them at that time to. We're not allowing 48-hour strikes, but my recollection was that we were supposed to be talking to the DMC.
Oh, no, the DMC, no, I mean
SAMS and so forth.
We did give them authority to attack in the northern half of the DMC, which is anything in the northern half of the DMC. The trouble is, Mr. President, as always, they gave you an impossible proposition. We couldn't let them go in there day after day on their own judgment. And what they wanted was unlimited authority to attack in there. And given the situation with the Chinese and the Russians, the absence of...
You're quite right, we shouldn't do it. And for the Paul and Chinese trip at that point, right?
On the Chinese trip and also on the upcoming Russian trip, in something that would look like a daily campaign. Now, I do not believe it ever came to us, but I have to say, in fairness, I wouldn't have been supportive if it had come to us. And therefore, I don't think it came to us,
from whatever it was, just very important.
President, I just told all of them that you were different. as always, you hold things together.
But the thing is, I can't understand what in the hell, I don't know what Frisch Morris got the prize. He write about the Air Force. Is it true that the Air Force could have done more than 138 sortings?
He can't do that.
Because he backed it up totally, and I don't know. The thing is, I'm going to watch this every day. I'm going to start watching this myself and count my sortings. We're not going to...
See, the trouble with Morris is good for the naval officers, so he doesn't...
I understand that.
Secondly, he's doing again what he did in Laos. He's backing up his deal from after the...
That's right, and we can't, and he says we can't run the war from here, all right. They prove they can't run it from there. And he knows God damn well that on Abrams, Abrams is definitely responsible to come up with something.
And Rush told me afterwards that he'd been kept out of everything by Griffin. And that with the charter of what you told him, he's now going to make sure...
Rush will leave the system.
Oh, thrilled.
He knows.
Oh, Rush, incidentally, you are right about Mr. Britton. He was just playing partners with doing police.
Sure, too.
He's tired. He's totally wrong.
That's it.
And you can give him any job after the election.
Yeah.
You have him.
Yeah. I know that.
I told you I wanted to watch him for a bit, but
I got to let him. He's got to get in and gain the confidence of the people he has to work with. You can't fear to be coming in as our man. You get it. Has he got Larry's number?
Yeah, absolutely. Because he told me this morning to say, Larry likes to keep everything, you know,
when are you going to see Britton?
5:30.
Yeah. When you are just passing the message to Jenkins.
We've cut their atmosphere in a bad time, because they want to prevent really verified, and I'm going to tell them this. Russian tanks, Russian artillery, including Kitulin, we held up airstrikes because of Brezhnev's letter. We can't do it much any longer. It's true, but I say
that. Right.
And I'd say this is it. Every time we've laid out the law to them, they've done something.
Whether they can do anything now, these people, I don't know, because these people probably received the advantage that they can take control of Russia. And China.
Well,
maybe they can't get stronger.
President, I will. If we can endure this to make sure, I think we will have done this for. What is interesting to me is that the press is not yet savaging us the way they like to. Krasov has been calling, Evans has been calling, but they all talk about that we should begin.
Yeah.
I think this time we can go north without getting on.
Let me say this at home, President, this is important. Got me some calls that I think very important to the jury and the Republican press report about who you might have left installed. I don't want to be able to write anything about what the White House has about this. Very important for that to be done. And on that score, I think that we know what I mean is that we don't know what's going to happen here.
I
would say that what I meant is don't let them trap you into saying, well, what is the evaluation?
But then I don't know.
And like we were saying a lot about how if you had more information, you would have been
I don't think it's bad for us to all perhaps I can say is that they might have a bit of panic and we stay calm.
Well, I think on that score too that it's very important this time to run this better than we did Laos in terms of the PR. And I think if you want to get together with Holden, the district Holden, Skeleton, Ziggler every day, you say, now here's the Eagles. Don't bring the line in on that because he's just telling them to do it. I'm going to
the way
but now Skeleton's playing the game. So you can bring them in. And then, the thing that we want is to get all the stories the hell out of the White House. Let state make comment. Let defense make comment. Let them make it into Vietnam. But that's, for example, Holland's idea, which to prepare for losses of territory and so forth isn't bad. I thought we had done that very well already, but apparently we haven't done that.
I think
no one has said we were going to lose territory. territory, but all of them believe that we have not done that yet.
Probably is right. Now, what we are doing is defensive to that. State is going to make a statement, that what is happening in Vietnam is a massive invasion, vulnerable Vietnam, and south Vietnam, across the demilitarized zone, violation of the Geneva Agreement of 54 and about all other countries. That, of course, our territory will be lost. We have expected that because of this violation. The answer, defense is going to put out some of the units that crossed the DMZ. Instead, two regiments, two tanks, so forth.
Without indicating tank and rest.
That's right. And then,
I think some indication that the, are there some Vietnamese fighting well anywhere where they are not another troop? Are there, fighting then?
My honest judgment is they're not fighting, no. That is my honest judgment, but it is not what more of them. It's a little hard to tell because they attacked their newest division.
Yeah.
This massive artillery and tanks.
So are they retreating? Where are the tanks that the order sent up to the north?
Yeah, I've checked on that. There are two tanks that have been. But are they out deep?
Are they adequate tanks? Can they take on those other tanks?
Yes. If nothing worse happens than what has happened to the president, it is a manageable situation because they have now retreated and fought the defense line around Dong Ha and Quang Tri. If they could hold those two towns. But I think we might lose.
Think they lose Vietnam quickly.
If we don't lose Hue, I think we can concede the areas.
No, so they should determine a line now that they want to fight on, maybe around the way, and be prepared to give those things up if it gets too tough. Of course, if the air moves, I don't see how on the hill they would, with us getting, frankly, to take those tanks out with our aircraft.
If the weather clears, we ought to be able to air them to pieces. Yeah. We ought to inflict help in the jungles of Laos, we inflicted conservatives and many thousand casualties on them. If we can inflict that many casualties on them, they'd be a better fighting effort in Vietnam. And it's just much too early to tell.
Right. Do you think it'd be a good idea to have Rocky wearing
any attempts to make it look too good on the drivers in orange?
They don't come here. All right.
And
let it go. Of course, it is a crisis.
I mean,
I don't think we want to make it appear like a crisis.
Rocky, you don't really.
Let's let it look like a crisis for South Vietnam.
Exactly.
That's what everybody should play.
And then you have a meeting, and then what's the decision you need to take? After all the decisions you can take, you take.
Yeah.
We are putting out that you've been in close contact with Roger Land more or less. That we had a relatively good morning than you. And we kept focused constantly and forward. What do you think is necessary? I don't see. In the bureaucracy, as soon as we get laid under control, which we now seem to have, Rogers, as always, is just tied into the industry. He's called up his press conference.
He did.
Yeah. And he definitely won't give it last day. He may have given it Thursday, but I'm sure he said because now he couldn't get an answer on back to that. Now he should be getting an answer. He said that there are all questions for me.
Somebody's got to.
Why is it wrong, man? I may have to do it later.
It may go to our advantage. We may get at some point, but goddamn it, Roger thought it would.
Well, but it's better not to have it done than have it done in conference. I don't think he has it done.
Blair, how are you doing?
Blair can do it.
He steps up to things on
the ground. Blair would be all right to do it. After the attacks, Blair ought to do it. He your representative,
But Blair should do it in terms of the demand of our, it's obvious. We don't know whether they can hold up, but God, if you see, we constantly try to rationalize here by saying, well, if they can't hold, they'll never be able to hold that. If they can't hold, we have to realize that.
The president,
that leaves us no good option.
The North region, he said, put their hold to
they have left them. Well, I bet North Vietnam is barren.
They have about 7 regiments. If we could land one division in Spain, this would have normal war.
Yeah.
If we had a MacArthur in charge,
one division in Spain could drive up to Hanoi.
I noted something, Henry, on here that you did an aside very quickly on the way on Cambodia.
Yeah, I saw
that.
Well, it's ridiculous, Mr. President, because actually not supposed to do any marriage of the Cambodians. The 3 North Vietnamese divisions that are in Cambodia have all moved to the South Vietnamese frontier. There's practically no fighting going on in Cambodia right now.
They indicate that all we have around Cambodia is just that the Cambodians hang around on that.
What difference does it make?
Hold on.
I trust it's true, but because the North Vietnamese divisions right now are concentrating on Hainan province in order to tie down the strategic reserve. It's a book, the miracle of getting 500,000 Americans out without their own.
Whether the whole theory of non-communist nations being able to resist the communist event, whether it's all really on the line now, whether it's possible. Either they were trying to win.
You remember, Mr. President, we started Vietnam recession. Both of us had serious doubts when we left, but
we have not had
that doesn't have to be enough. But Blair is the one who said it was good. You and I,
well, I said, I put it in speech and statement.
Well, we can say it, not just in order to have it. And lately, since Cambodia, I thought we had a chance. I'm still Cambodia, I reckon.
And Laos, too, because they just won't let
it. It's well as well.
And they have fought well, they fought well in the industry.
There's been Brown,
a lot of fighting. They've been losing 300-400.
How bad
they got to be killing somebody.
How bad experience British and French troops in March 1918 were driven back under the unemployable troops. I don't think we can tell if the basis they put all their artillery and most of their tanks into attacking the most contrived South Vietnamese division on the Atlas. There have been no massive and successful troop attacks at the border. This was the one outfit in Camp Carroll that just surrendered. We did.
Yeah.
The others have been able to thousands of thousands.
Well, I suppose they'll use the deal around 1,000 push-ups to put down their hands.
But they're violent artillery attacks.
Do we have any artillery? I thought we had some. What the hell are the guns doing on our side? Do they hit back?
We have just too much gear to this technology. I just asked exactly the same question here. Because, for example, they say our artillery can't hit anything because we can't get out of the monitoring. I said to them, we're on the edge monitoring.
Right.
And on the monitoring.
Right.
So, we are just fighting a lot of this sort of a war. We're too technological. Morris said this morning, they got their artillery calibrated on all the fire bases in the second floor.
Yeah.
I said, why the hell don't you take out the artillery? And because then you can draw the circle.
Right.
The
the crisis is doing. Artillery, they take on artillery. Well, they didn't have an article.
How it used to be done. We don't have any teachers. Hey, can you do that? We just don't have anybody who has the...
Right, looking at the artillery right now, it's basic. You see that they've been concerned about that is that you don't want the organization. Suppose you do not. If we gotta keep air power forever, see my point? They've gotta be able to do something, don't they?
Any of that, though, we'll know. We got everything first, we'll get the reports to wherever that's where.
And we've asked them to give us slight amount of any reinforcements we can get if they're active today.
They'll get them. Second, they're gonna keep Americans out of there. Third, they're gonna keep press out of there to the extent that they can. Third, the other thing is the PR, so at least...
I'll need everyone to call them.
They'll have a proper line that they can get out. And as far as we're concerned, we're Southfield committees, Northfield committees are aggressive, and Southfield committees are fighting for their home tonight. God, some of the American press must have enough oil in their goddamn house to do that. Maybe that's what you're looking for. Think so or not?
That makes you were implying.
I think they are not, in this case, they're not yet establishing us to where they did over law, because they're everywhere for going to another.
We were invading. Now they are, that's the way. And they're evading across the DNC. Not through people's revolutionary forces fighting against the government, but they're coming across as aggressors, correct? And so, we'll do it. But, of course, what can change this battle and change it awful goddamn fast? Apparently, will be some use of air power in the area.
But that can't do it.
But,
will it? It must do it.
What the hell?
It did it in Laos, and it will do it there.
You've got better soldiers here than you've got in Laos. Good job. Now, the point is that, suppose it doesn't.
Well, if it leads to collapse.
Like a collapse, how would it come?
Well, if it comes, if Hue and the Nang fall, then I well, then Hue will go and Richard settle. Then we'll just accept this at the point. There's no that. Boring and more equipment. The only thing that remains is that we have sent them to the test and no further American military aid on purpose. I think if we get a real reluctance to aid the act for, then I would go over there and settle it. One of you said, and if that, the quicker we get out, the better it is.
And get out before Russia.
And that part of the effort shortly after Russia. Part of that would have been stepped out of the war.
Yeah.
All of this is a hell of a lot better now than in October.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, I'm just thinking of how we handle it. It's sort of basically what we're looking at. One possibility I don't think will happen. I think that I still have some confidence, in the Air Force. They're bound to it. Well, goddamn, they're going to
be. If Hue and the Nang fall, and if they then sweep across the Central Highlands, I'm just thinking of this.
Across the line.
The Central Highlands.
Right.
Because if they can't hold up there, they won't be able to hold the line. Then it's good. Do it dramatically and fast. If you've got to take it, then you've got to take it quickly. And we still have got 500,000 Americans that are to be good at it.
Not safe.
The attraction is because of that.
Come on, sir. See my point? That's why we have to do so much now. The only reason I went through this exercise is that we have to realize that there is no good option in the United States. The idea of our action is so useful. But what it does in our bargaining power with the Chinese, the bargaining power with the Russians, look at what it does to Indonesia, look what it does to Japan, huh?
It would be awful.
I'm sure we all realize that. So what it realizes?
Yeah.
look at it, it's going to be about the color. I don't look at it up to politics, it's bad too. Not critical, but I mean, not moral necessarily. Anyway, let me just say, let's be the best we can.
But it doesn't, that's the thing.
Where are we not going to borrow trouble? We're not going to be dissipating.
At the end of this week, I think we still have the chance to scan it tomorrow.
The word will help some, it will help the most, the bomb and all.
Bomb and all, and get it on, with a six step Chinese. Convince that you didn't do business.
What would the Russians do?
I think I must tell them that.
No, but then the Russians, if you've got the Russians influence them, they better lay off this for a while. It seems to me that you're responding and you're leaving on the 24th. That's all right, it's a good record.
But we should cancel that, it's being canceled.
It's a record, but you can't continue with it. If they canceled it on the pretext of what they said were attacks, remember?
No, we can't go on the 24th.
You get the point?
I agree.
Yeah, you can't go there under the gun.
But we had told them that we would resume the other meetings on the 13th.
Yeah.
And we were going to make the offer of the 1200 trip.
Yeah.
We can't meet on the 13th under these conditions unless the attacks start to be.
I agree.
I think we have to play it hard.
Play it that way. So
but it gives us a good record. We can service it. We can say we notified that we wanted to meet on the 13th before these attacks started.
Now we face a situation where we're choosing coming.
I think you would have done very good with it. But its destruction may be impossible. Maybe they can replace these commanders. They can move these divisions without them.
We fought, haven't we really talked to fight the wrong kind of a war? But we talked to fight a mechanized war and the other secretary does it on its backs. They don't have any spotters, they don't have any planes. You know, they haven't got it on damn thing. Now what in the name of God, what's the matter with our side? What the hell is the matter with our side, may I ask? Is it not worthy?
Oh yes, and also we have to face it, the morale of the other side.
Will we not? If they when they capture 1,000. Do you think it's 1,000 or more than 1,000?
Maybe a little less than 1,000.
How do you think perhaps 1,000? The only one you think they know of is the
That's right. The others seem to have had time to go there. And judging from the up to now recorded losses of material,
yeah.
That seems to be the case. They have taken their artillery with them. But casualties are heavy. They're about 2,000 wounded, but that's really good. They're better by 800 wounded. About 14,000. That's a heavy loss.
That's very heavy loss.
So you can't say that they've fought
2,000 and
spent about 100.
Well, then of course, maybe that they just have to help each other from the artillery. Maybe they just weren't doing that. That was good.
No, I think they took a lot of
so. Did you? You? What about the story? One last thing. Do you think that they have
like
the casualties in the enemy? That's the thing I wonder about. You doubt it, not?
We've got the Randers reports of what they inflicted, but frankly, Mr. President, we were all wrong.
Have we killed? Have we killed everybody in North Vietnam?
There's so little air power of these troops. I don't believe they casually cut off that thing.
Well, they're bound to have done something, I mean. All right, then again, you've got the reporting thing underway. That should be set for a